Well, today, you see, Bill plants four rows with his tract outfit. He puts down the fertilizer, he puts down his chemical, he puts down his seed, and he may put another chemical on top after the planter the tools have covered the seed.
All at once?
Yeah.
Hmm.
One man on the tractor.
That's quite an operation.
You've got to have one or more men at the turnaround to keep you busy, fill up with fertilizer and chemical and so on, seed.
Yes, sir. What do you call a hoeing cotton?
Hoeing?
Yeah, when you're after hoeing cotton, what do you call that?
Hoeing.
In between, you know, do you ever call it anything else?
Well, you might be bunching.
Yeah, with a hoe?
You might be thinning.
Thinning?
Bunching and thinning are somewhat similar in meaning, not quite.
Okay.
If you had an extra good, you might say blocking out. We'd sometimes use that.
What kind of undesirable grass or would you have? Or what would you call undesirable grasses or grass that you have in there?
Don't start me on that one.
Okay. You just get a couple of them?
I'd say in the old days, probably crabgrass, and I'm talking now just about our area. This wouldn't even apply necessarily to the Redland.
Really?
But
yes,
in our sandy land here, we'd have a crabgrass, a coffee weed, a cucklebug, and I never have been stuffy enough to say cucklebug. I still say cucklebug. Parsley, or purslane, as it's usually spelled in the botany books. We did not have pigweed, either smooth or prickly. We didn't have many of the weeds that we have now. For example, right in this garden here, nutgrass has been given the fifth. We didn't have nutgrass in the old days. And Bill has a problem. He's about to learn a combination of techniques. It looks like he'll get rid of it in 3 years. But you had to plant corn on the same land 3 years because there's nothing else that will stand the chemical that you use. But he's virtually eradicated nut grass by that method just yesterday afternoon when I told you we made this big circle to have a look at his crop journal. He showed me a big field of soybeans that a cousin of mine planted, and the boy is not energetic. He got sense. Kind of lazy. And he had just let nut grass run away to those soybeans.
Mm.
Bill and I were figuring if he could ever get out, and we don't believe he can. We don't see a chance for him to even break even. He just can't, it's just eating up with nut grass. And he just didn't go in there at the proper time.
You gotta watch out from soybeans.
Yeah.
Soybeans are really can. They're delicate for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I don't know if you have this problem around here, but now if you had a field that was full of stones, okay, and some farmers might take the stones and palm alongside a field and make a fence with, what might you call that fence?
Well, we didn't talk about the fence so much, but we had this. This was nothing unusual up in the Redland. And they'd usually, this house was built out of stones that were picked up in the field and used to build bench terraces, if you know what bench terraces are.
Now, a bench terrace, now is that alongside a field?
No. You know, the type terrace that we try to build today is one that has say this is down here on this side. This, of course, would be lower than this, and this would be high enough if you do a good enough job and don't have a flood, to slowly direct the water in whatever direction you want it to go, to
like
keep it.
To keep it from making a
sweeping across the field and just eroding it. Well, what else did I want to tell you?
Bench terrace.
Yeah, in the case of the bench terrace, let's say you had, let me see if I can make you one. Here's your upper slope now. And it's a pretty steep slope, and it doesn't take much hunting to find 5 to 7% slopes